The Word of God is a light to the dark path, living water to the thirsty soul, strength to the weary, salvation and hope to the lost, and healing to the sick. Listen to Bishop Jude Orakatete as he delves into the unadulterated Word of God, bringing clarity and illumination of the Word, and refreshing your soul with impactful teachings of the Bible. Bishop Jude Orakatete is the convener of the Anakazo Assemblies, UDOLGC, an anointed, energetic, and practical teacher of the Word. He is passionate about winning the lost for Christ and a strong advocate for working for God. You are welcome to listen to today's message and be blessed.
In this place, oh. Holy Spirit, come move as you wish. We are changed as you move in our midst. You are here, you are here in our midst. Holy, waited, are we waiting?
This morning, I want to ask a question. Is there anybody here with a spirit of heaviness? You feel a spirit of heaviness. Is there anybody here like that?
Obi oha honhoma shawo so na honhom bia shawo so. Obi oha sa na.
You are not happy.
When in jail.
You are here.
If there's anybody here like that, come.
Go ask Abra.
You are here. You are here in our midst.
Change as you move in.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that the Lord has not given us the spirit of fear, but is a spirit of power
to me
and love
and
a sound mind. When you have this heaviness, you don't have a sound mind. May the Lord cause that spirit to lift.
Oh,
you are
here.
We are changed as you move.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you.
To the coming of the King,
we lift up your name. We give you glory.
Keep me burning, keep me burning.
All those on this side, lift up your hand.
To the coming of the King, give me all your limb, my limb.
Father, in the name of Jesus,
may my life never be new. Keep me burning, keep me burning, Lord.
We deal with deep-seated problems. Problems without answers.
I wanna be ready when you come.
Lord, provide an answer.
All the answer right there.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Keep me burning, keep me burning.
Thank you, Lord.
To the coming of the King.
Thank you, Lord.
Wanna be ready when you come.
Lord, stir up the atmosphere in this area.
Want to hear you say, keep us burning, keep it burning, keep it burning.
Oh, la raboche brekataya na la base. Ele remamaskilo ramamache kalibose. Ele rebato yende kasa kalo rebata ba. Ali bros de kabianda la bokose. I speak peace.
As a river flows,
as a river flows.
Father, we bless you and we give you glory. We honor you and lift up your name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We honor you. We give you glory. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
James chapter 3, verse 4 and 5. Behold, today I'm preaching about attempt preaching and teaching. Attempt. Attempt it. Behold also the sheep, which though they be so great and are driven by fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small help. Whithersoever the governor listed. You know, when you are reading the Bible, one of the things is to see the context within which the word is being written. It gives you proper understanding. So Paul is talking about in those days the ship that was used is not made of metal. There was nothing like an engine to power the ship. So every big ship has a mast which is made up of a thick tarpaulin material, and if the wind is blowing in a direction where they want to go, then ship, they drop the mast
ship will be our tarpaulin,
so that it will carry the ship. But as it's going, the Bible says that they are turned about with a very small helm, which is like a steering wheel, if we put it that way. You see, every car has a steering wheel. Current cars, but future cars they may not have.
Cars a
robot will be, you'll be sitting in the car and a robot will be driving. So every car has a steering wheel. You would think that the bigger the car, the bigger the steering wheel. So if you are driving a Matisse, the steering will be like this. Then when it moves to a normal saloon car, then it becomes like this. Then when it moves to four-wheel drive, then it becomes like this. You get it? But you will notice that the steering wheels, they are almost virtually about the same. Even when you have a 40-footer trailer, I mean, the steering wheel is not huge. Because that small thing in the car is what is controlling the direction of the car. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even so, the tongue is a little member. Our tongues are little members. I mean, it's inside your mouth. It's very little. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And boasted great things, but the things this small tongue can say. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. You see, you can put on a little fire. You see, when you light your match, it looks very little.
So much as I did it to Abby.
But you put it somewhere and see.
For two baby in a recent
the fire
benefit
that it will generate. Similar to your tongue. It's very small. But you can make a statement that will cause a whole country to fall into
peace.
You see, so the tongue has power. The Bible says that life and death, okay, they are in the power of the tongue. The tongue can speak life. And the tongue can speak death. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, when Jesus came to the earth, you will notice that there were some things that he did. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. All the things that Jesus did, he did it with the tongue. He preached with the tongue. He preached. That's what he said in Wusuta. He preached with his tongue. He taught with his tongue. And he healed with his tongue. He used his tongue to do all the things. You know, yesterday, I was telling the first of yesterday, I chanced on a certain message. Which I listened to. And the person was talking about 6 consecrations you should walk in if you want to experience the glory of God. And the first one was deception. That if you want to experience the glory of God, you should not be deceived. And you shouldn't deceive people. Okay. And he was speaking and he was saying one of the things it's a good thing.
Yeah, the papa.
It's a good thing. You see, one of the things that we must all understand is that Satan has never invented anything. What did you Satan? Have you seen Satan invent anything? Satan hasn't invented anything. But what he does is that he corrupts what God has invented. He corrupts. Yes. And you see, there are things that are in themselves not bad. But depending on how you follow them, they can become bad to you. Now, so he was speaking and then he said something. He said one of the things he can say that is making believers not walk in the glory of God in a certain way is medical science.
Yeah. Medical science.
Yes. And why did he say that? He said because of their cure for a lot of diseases, it has made Christians stop believing God for healing. No, not that medicine is bad. Medicine is not bad. If medicine is bad, do you think we'll have a hospital? It's not. But like just like money in itself is not bad. But then the love of it is what brings evil. Okay. So he was saying that, see, what he's saying is that.
What can I say?
You watch. When as a pastor.
So you're so full.
Pastors.
As of all.
Are we not supposed to be doing what Jesus did? Preaching. Teaching and healing.
Yes,
so how come we are preaching and we are teaching but we are not healing? All manner of sicknesses and all manner of disease. So I said, now when somebody says my head is aching,
because they tell me, yeah.
The pastor will not say, come, let me pray for you. In the name of Jesus, I command headache. Disappear. No, but when you say that, the doctor will say, the pastor will say, hey, Panadol. Somebody, Panadol.
I know, Reverend Ben.
Yeah. Check. Yeah, I mean, he was asking.
Ubusa.
That so come now. When headache comes, it's not that, Charlie.
Yes, sir.
We are coming for prayers for healing. But is it even me when you come to me? I'm confessing. Even me when you come, I'll say, go and see Reverend. Even me when you come, I'll say, go and see Reverend. Let him write something for you. Yes. Instead of me saying, how? Headache come. In the name of Jesus. Out.
Tutu.
Malaria. Out.
Pieko.
But I'll say the last time I had malaria, Reverend Mesa, I should buy Malatu. So please, go and get Malatu.
Yes, I'm here.
Go now, you can see.
I'm a Sabajim Paibo.
Even when Reverend ministers are sick, they go for prescription. The Reverend minister is going for prescription.
Not prescription.
Not prayer. Are you here? You've gone
home.
And you see, it is not to say that taking medicine is bad. But he's saying that, see, because these things are there, you will, things that you normally would have believed God for something. Now, it's like, God, I mean, you are there, but we don't need you for this one. And because of that, we don't experience the glory of God on a daily basis like we should. And then he says something. If you have not been able to believe God for headache, how will you believe God for cancer? Is it because medical science can heal things to a point. At a point, they can't heal. But because you have not exercised your faith on small sicknesses, you will not be able to exercise your faith when something becomes. So we are not able to experience the glory of God. Anyway, but that's not what I came to preach. I'm talking about attempt preaching and teaching. Attempt preaching and teaching.
Okay.
Are you here? You've gone home.
Yes.
Attempt preaching and teaching. Now, when Jesus came to the earth, this is what he spent his time doing. Preaching. Teaching.
Church.
Healing. All with the tongue. The tongue can set a marriage on fire.
That
same tongue can put a marriage together. Depending on what the tongue utters out. Even the time that the tongue didn't mean to say something, it just made a mistake. But it also brought fire. Is it because depending on how you twist your tongue, words may have different meaning. Like when it comes to a language like Ghan.
So, but
depending on how you twist your tongue, there is la, which means sing. There is la,
yes, la,
which means fire. There is
la, so ho.
La.
And also, yes, to jump.
All of them mean different things. So, when you are going to speak and say that, the doctor says I should come for blood, Doctor Ake Imbahela, then you go and say, Doctor Ake Imbahela.
The doctor
says I should come for fire.
And then she said, I'll say, Bejijao. Bejimoja.
Is it? You get it? So the same word, depending on how you twist the tongue, it changes. When the university, there was this lecturer who knew it. See, in this life, one of the wonderful things in this life is that when you have a problem and you know that you have this problem, you always have a solution by the side.
So, how?
Yes. So this lecturer had a problem. And he knew that he had a problem. So he always had his solution by the side. He was teaching computer science,
computer
programming.
Computer programming.
And he was, and when he's preaching, he will say, when you correct the data, double L. Do you understand? When you correct the data, then he himself will say double L. Meaning that, he wanted to say when you collect the data, but on his end, the L, then the R.
The R, then the L, no.
And the problem.
And then how?
Are you here? You've gone home. Yeah. So he himself, he knew his problem.
And he knew that
if he doesn't correct it and say double L for them to understand, they will go to write the exam with wrong filler. Instead of collecting the data, they'll be correcting what has been what. So you can see that the tongue is very powerful. It can do a lot of things. Now, when Jesus came, Jesus used his tongue to do what? To preach and to teach. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And all of us here, we can attempt to do great things for God by using our tongue. Hallelujah. Attempt great things by attempting to preach. Ask your neighbor, have you preached before? In fact, during the week, Reverend Ben was talking to me and he said something that set me thinking. He said, yeah, there are some people he has never heard them preach before.
Reverend Ben catch him now watching him say.
And he has never heard them preach before. And when he said it, I began to say, yes, it's true. I got there are people that I've also not seen preaching before. Yes. There are some people too that I've also not seen preaching before. And praying before. That is why we are putting things in place so that every pastor in this church will preach. Every pastor. But there are pastors that have also not heard them preach before. And they are pastors. So one of these days, I'm going to sit down and they will preach.
In same way, in Mary Bay, they better not sing about suffering and preaching.
And then I am for you. Are you here? You've gone home. Yeah? So we must attempt great things by attempting to preach. You can preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to many lost and dying souls.
Mark 1:38.
And he said unto them, let us go into the next towns that I may preach there also. For therefore came I forth. It is because of this reason that I came to preach. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And all of us as believers, we are supposed to preach at one time or the other. The Bible says, go into the world and make disciples of all nations. How are you going to make that disciple? Is it not by preaching? I said, is it not by preaching? That's how we're going to make disciples. Instead of going to tell people that, come to church, my pastor will preach to you beer. Ask my pastor, yeah, he can preach, oh? No. You too, you can preach, oh? So you too must go out and preach. Yes. You meet somebody on the roadside, preach to the person. You sit in a truck, preach to the person. The same way sometimes you meet a total stranger on a truck and you can talk about Lona Mercy from La Paz to where? To Circle. To Tema. Just talking about mercy. Why don't you also talk about Jesus?
I
said, why don't you talk about Jesus? Why don't you preach about Jesus? Or you sit by somebody and you can gossip. Gossip.
Ask your neighbor, where do you concern Dana? From today.
Gossip about Jesus.
Yes. You see, when you are gossiping about somebody, you are talking, you are saying things about the person. Now, instead of saying things about Pastor Benedict, now say it about Jesus. Please, when you go home, when you are asked today, what did your pastor preach today? Yes, so for say, yeah, enti Jesus ko konsa kakra. Eno na
meka. So say, say me bishop kan ya, so for say, enti Jesus ko konsa.
Kona ko di Jesus ko konsa.
You should gossip about Jesus.
We area ho no. Ma obi enti Jesus
ka. Let everyone.
Ko di hu ko konsa.
About Jesus. Gossip about Jesus.
Yes. In fact, yen che endu fie ye pon sorry ene pepepe ko di hu Jesus ko konsa.
You're free, sorry, how your point, you're do film. You're going to gossip about Jesus. You're going to gossip about Jesus. Everyone here.
We are going to attempt to preach and to teach. We are going to attempt it. Hallelujah. When you use your tongue to preach, you will save sinners from going to hell. Why don't you attempt great things for God by attempting to become a preacher? You will never know that you can preach until you actually preach one day.
Yes. I never knew I could
preach and the first time I preached, people laughed at me.
That did me Kenya miasem.
They say your preaching is not powerful. The things they said, small preaching, small preaching I was trying to preach. There were some two ladies be in the
service. Mammy will be a no more.
Omu dimi hu ko concern from the beginning of the preaching to the end of the preaching.
If you miss your mother.
Omu si mefi mi mami. Small preacher preaching. Instead of them to listen to my preaching and go, no mu kodi yesu ko concern. No mu do osofo nu ko concern.
They were gossiping about the pastor instead of listening to me.
How can you live your life on this earth without ever preaching? Ask your neighbor. How
Ask him.
Can you live your life on this earth that you've never preached before? Today, look. Today, there's nobody in this church today who will say that he's never preached before. You're pumping.
We are all going out to preach the gospel.
We are going to learn how to preach.
Because we are.
Hallelujah. We are going to learn how to win the lost. James 5:20. Let him know that he which converted the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death. And shall hide a multitude of sin. It is a very great thing to be a preacher. I said it's a very great thing to be a preacher. It's greater to be a preacher than a politician. I say it is greater to be a preacher than a politician. Politicians, they've been changing their mouth. Preachers, they must speak the same
thing.
It is a very great thing to be a preacher. It is far greater than being a lawyer or a doctor. It is far better to be a preacher than a nurse, an architect. Listen, all those of you in these professions, take note. You must become preachers. And please, I'm going to mention only the professions in the book. I will not add mine. So, The following professionals take note. It is far better to be a preacher than a nurse. Nurse for you now,
amen.
An architect. Architect for you
now, amen.
A teacher for you now, munka, amen.
This
is teacher for you now, munka, amen.
Amen.
I don't know about teacher for being a winning society. Their names will not appear here. And finally, the book didn't mention a lot. Finally, it is better to be a preacher than to be an engineer.
Yes, since I can hear me as Samson, so you're engineer. Oh, see, I die. Now you're all
okay. Is that me a preacher? No,
Tina, me can hear me as Samson.
When me a preacher, but this time now, I can my message. I
can hear me as Samson. I can make an anchor.
It's better to be a preacher than a security personnel. Preaching is the greatest job. Because it is the job that Jesus did. That's the only reason why it's the greatest job. Because it's the job that Jesus did. When he had the opportunity, Jesus left carpentry. All carpenters must be like Jesus. Jesus left carpentry and went straight into preaching. Number two, attempt great things by attempting to teach. The first one is preaching. Now this one is teaching. You can teach the word of God. Mark 1:21-24. And they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day, he entered into the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. And he cried out, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God." Hallelujah. You see, the word of God is light. Anytime you are preaching the word of God, you are bringing light. Psalm 119:105 says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my path, and a light, a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path." Psalm 119:130 "The entrance of thy word giveth light." Now, demons and evil spirits, they operate in darkness. For as long as, is it like your house, if you have mice in your house, you normally not see them during the day. It is in the night. When you turn off all the lights and you go out. So let me give you advice. If you have mice in your house, when you're going to sleep, don't turn off the light. When you turn off the light, they'll come onto the bed.
Yes,
they'll come onto your bed. They'll come and join you. Yes. You are saying, you better clear them. They'll come and join you on the bed. Yeah. One day, her husband and wife were sleeping. And the wife was dreaming that she was eating eba and okro stew.
No, oba no Sunday I say we do eba and okro soup.
So in the dream, in the dream she was eating the eba.
I don't know we do eba no.
Then she took wele.
Ofa wele bako.
And then she beat the wele.
Oka wele no.
And she was pulling the wele.
Oh, chi wele ni sa time.
The ash was.
Oh, chi wele ni sa.
Ash she was. Pulling the wele. She received a slap. Pow!
Pine.
When she woke up,
sorry.
Her husband's breast was the wele that she was biting.
Me kurufu. Yeah, wele I know all color.
No, no, as she was dreaming that she was biting the wele, she has held her husband.
Yes,
So those of you who have mice in your room, you'll be dreaming that you are chewing pork. Where you hold, you'll be holding the mice in your hand. You get it? So, when Jesus was preaching the word,
yes, all can you hear some?
The Bible said there was a man in the synagogue with an evil spirit. The whole evil spirit has been there in the darkness. But when the light of the word came, it began to manifest. It began to shout. Leave it alone. Leave us alone. Is it because when light is come, is it when you've been in the dark for a long time and then we shine the light? Have you seen a way you immediately close your eyes? The light pierces your eyes. That is what the word of God does to evil spirits. So they begin to react. They begin to shout. Yes. You see, somebody has come to church, the pastor is preaching his message. Before I realize, the guy is bored. He said, No. The evil spirit is reacting.
Somebody have gossiping to the pastor.
Ask your neighbor that, have you ever reacted to preaching like that before? It is a sign that there's an evil spirit there. It is reacting to the preaching. Yes. Are you here? I've gone home. So as you go preaching, you'll be bringing light into people's lives. People will come out of darkness. People who have vowed they will never darken the doorway of a church, they will start coming to church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said they will start coming to church. Are you here? You've gone home. Number three, I'm attempt great things by attempting to prophesy. These are all things that you can do with your tongue. Instead of instead of gossiping with your tongue.
So
or insulting people. Some people are experts at insults. Some people they can insult you, you bath three times, you feel unclean. Yes. When they insult you, you bath three times. You feel like you have not bathed
for 1 week.
Yes. One day, I was passing somewhere, and the mother was insulting her daughter. When she insulted the daughter, I froze. Because I've not heard that. She was the first person and the last person that I've heard insult like that.
Yes.
Oh, it was a gun. About all insults, the guns are champions. Yes. She looked at her daughter and she told her daughter, look at Komba. She said, Jimmy, this is a dog, no one has been.
Yes.
What kind of insult is that? Jimmy and I saying.
How is foolishness like?
Where crowned up? Yes. Oh no. So do you understand why when she insulted I froze? Because I've not heard something before. I hear that the car KK, the rapper, when you put it in water, you take it out, it becomes. So instead of being an expert at insulting people, that when you insult somebody, the person has to go and sit down and think for 2 days before he understands the insult.
Yes.
Do you know that things can happen that in when it happens, you don't understand. One day somebody took me to East Legon and went to show me a very nice house. I mean, the fence wall, the metal railing on the fence wall was silver. Silver with gold. Nice house. I think it was the first house that I saw many years ago that the compound had been tiled with proper tiles. So the person took me there and I went to look at the house. When I saw the house, I couldn't stop talking. I spoke and spoke and spoke. So one day, I was driving in town with somebody and I decided to take the person to the house. I told the guy, I want to go and show you something. So I drove the person to their house. I went to park in the house. And see, the way I was talking, you would think that I'm living in the middle of the house. I was bragging with the house. But I spoke. The person that I took didn't say anything. Because me, when the people showed me, I said, wow, what the house?
I mean, who yeah,
this
mean,
guy, when I showed him the house and I was talking, he didn't say
anything.
So at the point, I was like, this is somebody who doesn't understand buildings. I have brought the wrong person. I've wasted my fuel. I've wasted my fuel to drive the wrong person to this
house. Petrol, something about her.
So from that time, he was not talking. I also kept that I was not talking. So we're driving. For about 15 minutes, nobody was talking.
The
house were going there, all of a sudden he shouted, hey, help me, dad! Sana, they're not turning so. At least me who you're not casa, but they're not turning for 15 minutes, or you're deaf and dumb.
You need to do no. I'm not counting on one.
But you say, the machine is a Pentium 1. It was taking time to process. the information. Now a Pentium 1. It's a cricket. With the Pentium 1, what do we saw? What do we have a Jerry Abbasso? Now a booty. Are you here? You've gone home? Yeah. You can prophesy with your tongue. God will do great things through you if you will yield your tongue to him. He will use your tongue to speak prophetic words. To prophesy is to speak under inspiration. See, when you see somebody prophesying, so he's speaking under inspiration. The Holy Spirit comes upon him and takes charge of his vocal cords. And he begins to speak through him. So even though he's a person who is speaking, it is God who is speaking. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Am I speaking to somebody? 1 Corinthians 14, verse 5. I would that you all speak with tongues, but rather that ye prophesied. For greater is he that prophesieth than he that speaketh in tongues, except he interpret that the church may receive edifying. Hallelujah.
Amen.
2 Kings chapter 3, verse 14. And Elisha said, as the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, surely were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, I will not look toward you nor see thee. Verse 15. But now, bring me a minstrel. You see, those of you who sing, you see, you must understand your importance.
Hello?
I said, those of you who sing, you must understand your importance. And understand that just as a pastor would spend time praying, to come and preach, you must also spend time praying before you come and sing. Yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Aye.
Oh yes. If you are a singer, especially if you are a minstrel, you must be spiritual. You must be prayerful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is it because look at what a minstrel does. But now bring me a minstrel. See, because Elisha is a wild prophet.
Elisha be your tifua.
He did two times the miracle that Elijah did. But for him to prophesy, he needed a minstrel.
No, he will be a man to Jum.
He needed a minstrel. But now bring me a minstrel. And it came to pass when the minstrel played. See, so it's not only even singers, keyboardists, you can be spiritual. I say keyboardist, hello, keyboardist. Mr. Lead Guitar Man, you must be spiritual.
Eh?
Mr. Drama, you must be spiritual.
So yes.
It is not just about skill. It's about anointing. I say it's about anointing. Before you come, spend time praying. You don't understand. Well, your ministry brings the presence. Oh, yes. When I was coming this morning, I came to preach. I didn't come to pray for anybody. But you see, as Pastor Michael was ministering,
Pastor Michael told you,
then I picked it up in the spirit. And it came to pass when the minstrel played that the hand of the Lord came upon him. It was when he was singing. Then the thing dropped in my spirit that there is somebody here with the spirit of heaviness. Pray for that person. Verse 16. And he said, thus saith the Lord. When the Spirit of God came upon him, now he was speaking. Thus saith the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. For thus saith the Lord, ye shall not see wind. You see, prophecy sometimes it can be wild. The place is dry. And the people are looking for water to drink. They are dying of thirst. Then the Spirit of God comes on the person. He said, hey, dig the ground, make ditches. So you think that, oh, dig the ground, ditches, because it's about to rain. No.
Baby.
Ye shall not see wind, neither shall ye see rain. Yet that valley shall be filled with water. That is God for you. He doesn't follow the normal processes.
I said he doesn't follow the normal processes.
Yes. That ye may drink, both you and your cattle and your beasts. Verse 18. And this is but a light thing. It's a very small thing in the sight of the Lord. He will deliver the Moabite also into your hand.
The Moabite for Beshaw and Sam.
Verse 19. And he shall smite every fenced city and every choice. You see, these were people who were now dying of thirst. They were about to lose the battle. One of the things that Jehoshaphat said is that now God has brought us to hand us over to them. He himself could see that challenge. We have lost. But all you needed was for a prophet of God to stand there. May your voice be the voice of a prophet. I said, may your voice become the voice. May, see, God can use your voice to prophesy. And ye shall smite every fenced city and every choice city, and shall fell every good tree, and stop all wells of water. And my, you are going to do all of this just because you met the prophet. Before you met the prophet, you are going to die. Verse 20. And it came to pass in the morning, when the meat offering was offered, that behold, there came water by the way of, we don't know where the water is coming from. May you receive something that you don't know where it's coming from. You don't know where it's coming from. It will just appear. Oh, yes. And the country was filled with water without rain.
So shall my mumma I in Suanto.
Without rain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Am I speaking to someone? God can use you. Is
he?
In every church, there are people with different gifts sitting there. The only reason why they don't manifest the gifts is they don't yield themselves. If you yield yourself, you will be amazed at what God will use you to do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Stand to your feet.
So you join us.
Hallelujah. Lift up your voice and pray for the grace to preach and to teach. The grace to preach and teach. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Grace! Grace to preach and teach. Lift up your voice.
Father, we pray for grace. Grace to preach the word of God and to teach the word of God. Grace to preach and to teach, O Lord. Grace to teach in season and out of season. In the name of Jesus. Grace not to give up in preaching. Grace not to give up. Masoko terebre kayaba Masoko terebre epela drama ba 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 Manderebre halela dana bana ba Masoko
terebre the great Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, this afternoon, every head is bowed and every eye is closed.
Yes, it's just.
Maybe somebody invited you to church.
You've been a tune, Safra.
Or you came to church on your own. But you know in your heart that you are not born again. The Bible says, except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom. So as every head is bowed and every eye is closed, if you are here and you want to give your life to Jesus, lift up your right hand right
now.
Pray with me, Pastor.
Pray with me, Pastor.
I want to be born again. I want to give my life to Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. If you've lifted up your hand, I want you to come to me. Come. Come, let me pray with you.
On to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender.
In front here, I want you to pray this simple prayer after
me.
Say, my Lord and Heavenly Father, I thank you this morning for speaking into my life.
So I
accept that I'm a sinner. I accept that I don't know you. But today, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. He came to die for my sins. And he rose again to give me new life. Father, Wash me with the blood of Jesus. Forgive
me
for all my sins and all my iniquities. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Come and be my Lord and personal Savior. Father, write my name in the book of life that one day when I leave this earth, I will spend eternity with you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this inspiring message from Bishop Jude Oraka Tete. We trust that every word has brought you closer to the Holy Spirit and has enriched your faith, love for souls, and financial well-being. Connect with us on Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, and X by searching for Bishop Jude Oraka Tete to access our live and recorded services. We believe in miracles, and so should you. We look forward to hearing your testimonies, which you can share through any of our social media platforms. Stay blessed.